Cultural Studies, Scary Monsters, page 28. Every age produces new manifestations of the monster, or in more contemporary terms, the alien, figures which come to represent a repository for our fears of the outsider, and against whom, we are told, we have to defend our way of life. From classical mythology to popular fiction, supernatural beings have always haunted the darker corners of the literary imagination. More recently, cinema and video games have produced a vast array of monstrous figures, which have become more and more scary thanks to the development of increasingly sophisticated visual and makeup effects. The cultural meaning of monsters in the Anglo-Saxon world. But apart from the entertaining fear that fictional monsters give us, it's interesting to notice how the monster often becomes a metaphor for outsiders in general, a symbol of the figure of the other, other clans, other peoples, other races, that serves to reinforce a division between us and them. If we go back to early Anglo-Saxon society, we can see quite clearly how myth and cultural construction worked hand in hand. The power structure was extremely unstable. In order to hold on to their power, kings depended upon two things, military strength and wealth, which they needed but to secure the loyalty of their men. The Anglo-Saxon kingdoms were full of internal struggles, as nobles fought amongst themselves and even betrayed their own kings in their quest for power. One way to hide the conflicts inside the society was to evoke a menace from outside, a monstrous figure of evil who threatened to destroy their civilization and way of life. Such a figure also had the function of creating an illusion of solidarity inside the kingdom. Monsters in literature. Grendel is the first real monster in English literature, the ancestor of a line of important characters which have appeared at certain moments in history and which, in different ways, embody troubling outsider figures. In the early 17th century, the rebellious slave Caliban, in Shakespeare's play The Tempest, is identified as a monster and a thing of darkness. This reflects Western fears of the unknown savage nature on non-Western peoples who posed an obstacle to the colonization of their lands. Later, at the beginning of the 19th century, the monster created from parts of dead bodies by the scientist Victor Frankenstein, in Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein, manifests a horrified fascination with man's power to reshape the forces of the natural world, which fully emerged during the Industrial Revolution. Monsters in contemporary culture. Of course, the use and meaning of monster figures changes with time. The idea that anyone might be or become a monster is one of the recurring themes in horror cinema, reflecting how our perception of the enemies of society can be manipulated by the media. The 1950s produced a number of horror films, such as Howard Hawks' The Thing and Don Siegel's Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which were really political satires about the anti-communist witch hunts led by Senator Joseph McCarthy that were going on in America at the time. In both these films, we are presented with people who look normal on the surface, but are actually aliens who have possessed the bodies of real people, and so the problem is being able to tell who is really human and who is an alien. Through its growing pantheon of parahuman and alien monsters, the horror movie, from George Romero's Night of the Living Dead to John Carpenter's Halloween and his remake of The Thing, to Ridley Scott's Alien, and most recently Prometheus, has continued to be a subversive arena for exploring the fears and anxieties generated by modern societies. Fear of the body, of the other, of disease, contamination, sex, and death.